Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Monday, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this valley for decades because the customer comes first. Pretty simple formula to success. Customer wants something, you figure out how to get it done for them. That's what they do at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Donnie Collins and Matt Leon join us today. I have to tell you this story. I had Jack Ham in hysterics this morning about this one. As everyone knows, I'm an avid golfer. I'm not quite like the guy in the commercial who looks in the camera and says, I'm not very good at golf and I want to continue not being very good at golf because I want to live a long life. I want to live a long life, but I'd like to be decent at golf. You got to hear this story.
Well, I don't blame you with the golf thing. And, you know, if you're going to have your cake, you might as well eat it too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I decided after all these years of, you know, playing some and old clubs. I mean, some date back to when my parents gave me my first clubs. I mean, some of the basic clubs are still there. I go out about 2.5 years ago. I go through a club fitting, the whole deal, and I get a new set of clubs from Cobra. Okay. Cobra rep was there, the whole deal. We went through a whole swing thing, club fitting, right? Club pro. Love them. Probably those clubs probably knocked between 7 and 10 shots off my game. Okay? Because now I had the proper equipment. It fit me. It fit my swing. Probably knocked 7 to 10 shots off my game. There's one little problem with them for me. I am very inconsistent hitting hybrids. And when I bought this set of clubs, they said, no, hybrid's the way to go, especially, they're a good swing, especially a little higher grass, you know, you get in the rough, whatever. These are the baffled ones. I'm like, okay, all right. So I got a 4 hybrid and a 5 hybrid. Okay. I have hit some good shots with the 4 and the 5 hybrid, but I also have a tendency, because of the way they're set up, to hook them more. So I really have to really play a left-to-right shot. It's okay. So I finally decide, after going through this year of playing the 4 and the high, you know, I've gotten 4 and 5 hybrid now the last 3 seasons, okay? And I'm like, you know what? And you're allowed to have 14 clubs in the bag. I think, you know, I want to get a 4 club, just a regular 4 iron, a regular 5 iron, and I'll keep one of the hybrids in my bag. Just as a backup. So I get a hold of, I'm not going to mention any names here or where, but I get a hold of the club pro I'm with. And I said, Brian, I said, do me a favor. I said, and I sent him an email. I said, do me a favor. Give me what's the price to get just a 4 iron and a 5 iron in the Cobra set that I have. He gets back to me, tells me what the price is. So I said, hey, go for it. I definitely want to do it. Okay. So, you know, this is all during, this is in October I did this. So this is, you know, it's during football season, the whole thing. So, you know, I kind of lose track of it. I'm kind of wondering in the back of my mind where, you know, what if he came with those clubs? Never did get them. You know, so finally last week, finally decided to send another email. Hey, Brian, by the way, what became of those golf clubs from Cobra that you were looking into for me. Let me know what the status is. I appreciate it if they're still available or not. Right? I got an email this morning. Dear Steve, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He says, you won't believe this. He says, those clubs came in 2 months ago. He said, and I forgot to tag them when they came in.
Mm.
He said, and I forgot who they were for. He said, I ended up selling them.
Mm.
He says, and then he says, I am so, and he must have put the word so 8 or 9 times. Sorry about this. I'm reading this and I'm laughing. I thought, okay. First of all, let's give him credit. He's being honest about what happened. He gave me some ham and egg story about, well, and, you know, you're sitting there like, really? He just, hey, look, I forgot who they were for. I didn't tag them. I sold them. First of all, they're left-handed. He says, Steve, I will make this right. I promise you. I emailed him back and says, hey, great, no problem. Whenever you can do it, terrific. I don't think I'd be out playing today anyway.
But Christmas is here in less than 2 weeks, and make it look great under the tree.
Well, let me put it this way. I mean, if they're going to make it right, it makes me feel like I'm not paying full price. Because I haven't paid for them yet.
That's right. Customer's always right.
I told Jack that story. I said, remember how I hit my hybrids? He says, yeah, you're okay with your hybrids. He says, you know, you hit your irons better. I said, yeah. I said, I want to switch over. I told him the story. He couldn't stop laughing for 5 minutes. I said, you won't believe this. I said, not only did they get them, they sold them. Oh, my goodness. So then I asked him if he was related to a guy named The Suit, and he said, yes. Evidently, they're cousins. Oh, wow. Well, I wouldn't have been using him today anyway, but it does make for a great story. Oh. just feel better hitting an iron than I, you know, because a hybrid, you have to, like, for example, when you hit a 3-wood, for example, there's really kind of a sweeping action that you have to take where, yeah, you make some contact with the ground, but it's more of a sweeping action. You have to hit a hybrid like you do with an iron, a little more downward to it. I never have been able to quite get that. And plus, I think mine are turned in a little bit, and it's causing me to hook. So I've really got to play my arms out when I hit them.
I wouldn't be surprised if the golf fans and the warm weather lovers, as they were going out the door this morning when we had a little bit of ice and snow, were saying to themselves, yeah, tired of this already. Wish I could shoot 18.
Oh, that's okay. because my broadcast partner, he goes to California every year at this time, all right? Because, I mean, Joanne has a lot of relatives out there. So they do go out anyway. So he's going to be out there. He says, you know what I can't wait to do? I said, what's that? He says, make a phone call to you. I said, great.
Oh,
I said,
boy. Prior to the 31st.
Oh, it is prior to the 31st.
Yeah, because I remember they said it's when you're going to be flying out.
Yeah. He says, and guess where I'll be calling from?
Oh, this isn't right.
I said, it's the 18th hole along the ocean. He says, why, yes, I believe you're on track. Because usually Jack stays in Carmel. So, I mean, that's just, that's a short drive to Monterey Peninsula. So, yeah, he's talking about Pebble Beach.
It's like Super Match at the end of the classic game show Match Game. Blank Beach.
Blank Beach. And he'll, you know, I've told you that. He'll do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say to him, I said, yeah, you do that to me all the time. I said, remember, you called me from Pinehurst. I said, my favorite one was the one where you said, you called me up one day and said, you do this to me every time. He goes, what's that? I said, guess where I am. I said, well, I said, I'll be standing there going, geez, I don't know. How am I supposed to know where you are? All right. They said, my best, they said, the best one was, I'm at Whistling Straits. He says, I'm standing on the 7th tee at Whistling Straits. I said, oh, man. So he has a really good friend that along the way has become my friend as well, a guy named Tim Wiebe. And I said, how'd you get to Whistling Straits? He says, TWA. I said, TWA? I said, they're out of business. He says, no, Tim Wiebe Air. So far in today's show, we've told you nothing about sports. We've done nothing but tell stories.
Well, it's sports related.
Oh, yeah. In a roundabout way. Sure.
Well, for those that are dealing with a tough Monday, it hit the spot, including myself. So,
later in the week, on Friday, we will have my brother, Sean, and the defending bowl champion, the two-time defending bowl champion, I might add, the suit, who has buried me in bowl picks the last 2 years. He will be defending his championship with the interloper from New England, who has buried all of us, although I think I did okay this weekend.
We gained a little ground, but I'll tell you what, man, I watched most of the Army-Navy game, and I kept telling myself, why did I pick Navy? They've now burned me 2 weeks in a row.
I picked Army.
You did pick Army, and if I would have picked Army, I would have ran the table and gone 7-0.
I also picked the Giants.
As did I.
I mean, loyalty counts.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know. I mean, let's face it. You've already picked against the Steelers this year, and you keep walking past Roger every day with the shame of knowing you've picked against Washington several times.
Well, there's your brother. Well, there's your brother picking against the Giants on Friday. I was just waiting for you to open up a can on him.
Hey, look, here's the bottom line is he's winning right now. So as far as he's concerned, you know, he will go and he will throw in his lot with the devil to win.
Well, we gained a little bit of ground on him since he went 3-4.
Ooh.
You went 6-1 and I went 5-2. Or I'm sorry. No, we both went 6-1. I'm sorry. He went 3-4.
Hold on 1 second here. Let's see. Text message.
Get your rally cap out.
Hold on 1 second here. Here we go. Didn't quite have the week you wanted to, buddy boy.
I was so tempted to text him during the Seattle Green Bay game, just as
I picked Seattle, driven him crazy. I picked the Green Bay game as well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So there we go. Let's see here. There we go. Message sent. Let's see. Just a simple text.
Yeah. I should have done that last night after 7 o'clock, even though he was. That's past his bedtime.
Now, we're only picking the 40 bowl games, not because we're trying to catch up. It's just I thought it would be fun to do. I mean, this has nothing to do with that. I mean, honestly, does anybody really think I care about winning? Okay, no, let's phrase that differently. Let's come back with more. I'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us. Matt Leon, next half hour. Hey, that play you sent me in the Hershey game was amazing.
That made it on SportsCenter on the 11 o'clock Saturday night SportsCenter.
Yes,
it did. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it did.
Someone in the stands must have tweeted it right to ESPN with the hashtag SC Top 10. And
that's amazing. It was an amazing play. I mean, amazing run. Jeez.
That was a tough day at the office for Southern Columbia. Boy, Steel Valley is the real deal. Wow.
Yeah, they are. They are the real deal. So,
and you got the backup running back ran for over 280 and five scores. Man.
Yeah. Been around that before. Yeah. So, but that was, yeah, he sent it to me and well done. Matt Leon, next half hour, we'll talk about the Eagles. No, we didn't have anything else scheduled, right? I'm not stepping on Nathan Davis or anything. Nathan's tomorrow, right?
Nathan's tomorrow, 3:35, back at his regular spot.
Yeah. Okay. And then Donnie Collins at 4:06. Oh, yeah, we got those in 2 months ago. We forgot who they were for, so we sold them. You got to admit, that's a good laugh.
Now, was that right around the time of the Ohio State game, or, I mean...
Yeah, yeah. So I think I did it during the bye week.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd gone out to play, and I said, you know what? I got to change up here. Yep. Kept playing with hybrids the rest of the year.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That's the difference between Lawrence and me right there. He comes up with the very best of sunrise. We sat down. When it came to my show, we couldn't think of any. Oh, a couple of suit segments, but that was, you know.
That was so last year.
We want to do a best of, but we can't think of any. Okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Look, if you can't have fun with this thing, come on.
Got to.
You can poke fun at yourself all the time. I mean, that's, you know, as disgusting as it is for me to do. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's get to this day in sports history. And then we'll get to Matt Leon to talk about what happened yesterday. You're probably asking what happened yesterday. That's exactly what Doug Peterson's asking, what happened yesterday. But this day in sports history looks like this. The Wayback Machine, Sherman, will take us to 1899. George Grant was given the patent for the wooden golf tee. What they used to do is they used to mound up dirt, and that was the tee until George Grant invented the golf tee and had it patented. 1968, the great Arthur Ashe became the first African-American man to be ranked number one in tennis. 1971, Bobby Hull, the Chicago Blackhawks, scored his 1,000th point. He was so happy with it, the next year he was playing for the Winnipeg Jets. Speaking of the Jets, 1976, Joe Namath played his final game with the Jets. Then he played 1 year with the Rams, and that was it. Knees were just gone. 1981, Wayne Gretzky, quickest to reach 50 goals of the season. He did so in 39 games. 2000, the Texas Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez to a record-breaking 10-year, $252 million contract. It broke every record in every professional sport. I don't think there's any need to debate whether it was worth it. 2010, the collapse of the inflatable roof at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome Mall of America Stadium caused the cancellation between the postponement between the Giants and the Vikings. The teams then were playing the next day at Ford Field in Detroit. I was there about a month after that roof collapsed. And our hotel was very close to the Metrodome overlooking it. It was awful. I mean, the Teflon top was all torn. There was snow in there. It was really bad. I mean, we looked at it. It's interesting. I've now been there to see that and then to see them. You know, I remember one day Dick Girardi and I walked over to watch them tear it down. We were there. You know, they were using a wrecking ball to take out the internal scoreboard the day Dick and I were there. And then now we've watched U.S. Bank Stadium being built. Really, it's kind of been impressive the number of times we've been there in downtown and see them do all this stuff. All right, let's bring in Matt Leon, KYW in Philadelphia, to talk about the Eagles. Matt, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
How would you evaluate yesterday?
I think you had to be encouraged, better effort, more emotion than the Cincinnati game, but they're just not very good right now. And you look at the offense, there's just limited weapons. There's only so much they can do. They were in a position to get a potential winning score at the end, but the sack fumble ends that. You know, it's kind of what they are right now. And but I think you have to be encouraged. There was a much better performance than we saw the week before in Cincinnati.
Yeah. At one point, they were winning, but I recall correctly, Kirk Cousins had thrown 9 passes and Carson Wentz had thrown 24. I mean, is that essentially the MO right now, that Wentz is going to have to throw the ball 3 out of 4 times for them to have an opportunity?
I actually think it's probably the opposite. I mean, when they've been at their best this year, when you look at games like Pittsburgh, when you look at the Atlanta win, when you look at Minnesota, it's when they were able to pound the run and kind of build off of that. They've got so many moving parts now with the offensive line being beat up, and now you've got backups to backups, and you've got guys moving around. It's tough to get consistency in the offensive line. I think what it also shows, though, is they are an offense that has to go 6-7 yards at a time. They don't get chunk plays. And when you don't get chunk plays, it makes it harder and harder to keep something going, because all it takes is one drop. All it takes is one hold. All it takes is one missed assignment.
Exactly.
You know, whereas, you know, the Redskins get the 80-yard touchdown to Jackson, the Redskins can get, you know, big plays. You can overcome a lot of self-inflicted mistakes when you can get 25, 30 yards at a time. And the Eagles are just, at this point, the way they're constructed, they're just almost incapable of doing that.
And believe me, I've been around some teams in my lifetime that where the margin of error was thin. It's hard to play that way. It's mentally hard for them to play that way. And they're playing from behind now most of the time. That's mentally wearing too, man.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think we may have seen that come to a head in Cincinnati. You did see a little bounce back. But, you know, the fact that, and they, you know, you guys know it, you know, if somebody misses a block on first and 10 and turns it into second and 12, that drive is most likely going to struggle to continue. They just, they don't have that ability to overcome. You know, as you said, it's just tough to run an offense that way when it, you know, yes, you will get the drive that's 15 plays, 80 yards, and it takes up 7.5 minutes. And they have had some of those this year, specifically the Atlanta game. But you have to execute it such a fine point that you have to execute on. It's almost impossible to maintain that week to week.
Have you started thinking about the draft, Matt? And if you have, give me a couple of directions they need immediately out of that draft.
Wide receiver, cornerback, right out. straight out of the chute. I think it's got to be one of those two positions with your first pick. You know, they need offensive line help. I think the offensive line, when it was healthy, was pretty good. But even with that, Jason Peters, older, I think you've got a situation now with Lane Johnston, even though he's going to come back soon, where you look at that and go, you know, if he has one more slip-up, we basically lose him, period.
Right.
You have to figure that into your equation. You need difference makers. They don't have many difference makers. But right at the top of the list, you need a wide receiver that is a big-time player, and you need a starting caliber playmaking quarterback.
Right now, about where would they pick right now? 10 to 15?
Well, they have Minnesota's pick.
Oh, that's right. They have Minnesota because of Bradford, yeah.
Bradford, and Cleveland has their pick for the Wentz trade. So they would be middle of the pack right now. So, and I haven't even started looking at lists of what to do. But Howie Roseman, the GM, has shown no fear as far as maneuvering the draft board,
right,
and you know, and getting what they need. But I think it's right at the top. You have to get a skilled guy on offense, specifically, I think, wide receiver, because I think they're harder to find than
yeah.
And a serviceable running back and a cornerback.
So that's the direction right off the top. When you look at the division, and I know things change. I mean, Manning's getting a little bit older, but the Cowboys got younger and got better. What do you see in the division that, I mean, is there hope they can move in this division? And if so, who can they jump?
I mean, I think right now, you look at it, and it's pretty bleak. It's pretty depressing. But like you kind of, you said it, and if you watch the NFL, these things change so quickly
yeah.
in the NFL. All it takes is one or two injuries, and all of a sudden you look at a team and go, gosh, I can't believe I thought that was a playoff team.
Right.
The margin of error, even for really good teams, is tough. I, you know, as good as the Giants looked last night, I think you look at where they are with quarterback and lack of a running game. I mean, Eli's great, but he's getting older and older.
Yeah,
but they don't have much of a running game. I think they are kind of flawed. Their defense has really gelled, though. But I think the Giants would be the one I think that they would be closest to. And Washington just matches up well with the Eagles. That's five straight times now. The Eagles have lost to the Redskins. And once again, a lot of these things in divisional rivalries are cyclical. But they do not match up well with Washington. And you know, I guess they still have a situation with Cousins with his contract. You know, do they franchise him, and you know, how long is he there? But you know, right now, I think the Eagles are obviously the furthest behind. I would think the next closest one is the Giants, but at this point, it's a pretty wide gap.
Wentz is obviously one building block. Give me the other building blocks they can build around and feel like that they can then put parts around and be better.
All right, I think you look at Fletcher Cox. I mean, on offense, to be honest with you, I don't know where you know, if you're confident that Lane Johnson isn't going to do anything silly, mm-hmm. and Lane Johnson.
Okay.
But that's difficult to go all in on because, you know, if he has one more strike, it basically, you lose him, I think it's for 2 years. But you look on offense past that, you know, I mean, Zach Ertz had a nice day yesterday. I feel like I've read in preseason predictions for the last, whatever it is, long he's been in the NFL, 4 years, that this is the year Zach Ertz really breaks out and it never really seems to happen. I think he's a nice player. I think you can win with Zach Ertz. I don't know if I'd call him a building block.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wentz is the only one on offense that I look at for sure and say this is a guy that'll be here 5 years from now. And if in theory, when this thing's really good. Defensively, I think you look at Fletcher Cox. I think Brandon Graham has shown he is one. Malcolm Jenkins. So there's not many. I think there are a lot of positions that are in play. I think there are a lot of guys that right now you say, you know, I'm comfortable with him, but I think there's a lot of guys that you would say I'm comfortable with him, but I'm also not against moving on if something better comes along.
Well, we're moving on, but not because something better is coming along. We just have to move along.
So, I know the feeling.
Thanks so much, my friend. Great hearing from you.
Take care.
You bet. Matt Leon, KYW, Philadelphia. Next half hour, Donnie Collins, Grand Times Tribune. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They find the best insurance at the right price all for you because the customer comes first at Purdy Insurance. More in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Santa, all of these wish lists say they want a new Kia.
No worries, Jingle. It's the Holidays on Us sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Wanna see you in a Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia can fill everyone's wish list with a new Kia. It's Kia's Holidays on Us sales event. Just listen to this gift from Sunbury Motors Kia. No payments until May.
You heard right, May.
Plus 0% financing for up to 66 months on all 2017 Fortes and Serenos. And all remaining 2016 Optima and Optima Hybrids. Plus 2016 Optimas and Optima Hybrids also have $500 bonus cash. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So go ahead, overspend on presents for the family, because you'll still be able to get a brand new Kia from Sunbury Motors Kia.
The holidays are on us
at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Warranty is limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailers or go to kia.com.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word: Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Collins in the next half hour. Great to have you with us here today. Big show on Friday. That's the one-hour Pick'em extravaganza where we're going to sit there and we're going to pick games, all the bowl games. My brother claims that this is a power grab to get me back in the game. No, we do this every year. The suit won last year. The suit also won in 2014. He is the two-time defending champion. We must give credit where credit is due. The suit has been superior in this segment. And he will...
Yeah, it was great to hear him and the Chief back on the radio doing hoops over the weekend from Towanda. Braves going 1-1 in that tournament.
Yeah, I knew that the Suit and Chief were reunited based on the series of texts I received from the Chief.
Nope.
Sometimes I feel like there should be a couch here in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sit down, tell me your problems. It's just the way it is.
It's kind of a mini one over the 94KX studio, but that's more of a guest seat. That's more of a guest, kind of a lounger.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm just telling you. Again, I felt awful for...
And it's only December.
That's what I texted back. It's Dave, it's only the beginning, babe. Oh, my goodness. It looks like Lane Kiffin is going to get the Florida Atlantic job. So that's what's coming up there. And I don't think there's any other coaching jobs going. In terms of like being filled right now. But Lane Kiffin, I think Florida Atlantic is a great spot for him to start out. I really do. I think what he needed, just from the outside looking in, he may look at me and say, you're nuts. But just from the outside looking in, I kind of felt that that he needed to take a lower-level job that allowed him to go out, take care of business, thrive, really establish himself as a legitimate head coach with some head coaching chops, because he doesn't have great head coaching chops to this point. And that's the problem he has. He does not have great head coaching chops at the moment. His head coaching experience with the Raiders didn't go well. His head coaching experience at Tennessee was far too short to really get a gauge on it. Just the fact that he kind of used them and moved on. And his head coaching stint at USC wasn't even remotely close to being what he hoped it would be. Now, the offensive coordinator spot, to his credit, with Alabama's gone really, really well, and that's helped get him back on track. And I think that that's what he needs to get back on track, is to go out and to just do the job and just be a good, rock-solid head coach. I don't know. Let's pick a number. 3 years. Right? 3 years. And at that point, then I think you can sit there and you can go after a much higher level job. He's already got the name. The name's already there. But the temperament to be a head coach, the temperament to be a CEO, is not there yet. And I know that the Alabama experience, for the most part, while they've had success, has been a humbling experience for him. That's fine. Now I think he can go into Florida Atlantic. He can be the big fish in the small pond. And I think that's a great situation for him. Now, Jeff Fisher's been fired as the head coach of the Rams. So Jeff Fisher's out. And there's a lot of rumors swirling around. Guess who? Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. That's rich.
I'm just telling you.
Wow. I gave him at least three at Michigan.
I'm just saying the rumors are swirling around.
Sure, sure.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.